Yesterday you learned how not to respond to your intrusive thoughts. And your writing exercise was to journal about how you have been typically responding to your intrusive thoughts in the past. Today I'm going to show you a new and better response. A response that leads to a recovery from the problem. The first step in this process is to recognize every time you have an intrusive thought. Even if you have them constantly throughout the day, you should be aware each and every time. One of the ways to identify intrusive thoughts is to notice all the what-ifs that go through your head. Here are some common what-ifs that people with intrusive thoughts experience. What if I kill someone? What if I'm going to hell? What if I hurt a child? What if I jump from this height? These are scary questions. If any of these things did happen, it would be terrible. But here's the important thing to remember. These thoughts are just thoughts. Just because you imagine something does not mean it's going to happen. Just because something goes through your mind does not mean it is true. Thoughts are just thoughts. They're not actions. While thoughts can come out of your beliefs, this is not always the case. There are many times when thoughts are not accurate indicators of your beliefs or personal convictions. This is especially the case when it comes to intrusive thoughts of this kind. Intrusive thoughts are generally the result of high anxiety mixed with a creative imagination. It's helpful to separate the intrusive thoughts from yourself and label them as just anxiety. Your intrusive thoughts are not who you are. They are a part of your brain and nervous system that is overactive. Anxiety is nervous energy that builds up in your body and expresses itself in the form of anxious thoughts and uncomfortable physical sensations. In fact, the thoughts themselves are not a big deal at all. They are just a form of anxiety, and your anxiety is trying to trick you into taking its bait. But you're going to learn to stop taking the bait from now on. Here's a good way to separate yourself from your intrusive thoughts. It will help you to see your anxiety as something outside of yourself. If your anxiety were a cartoon character, what would it look like? What color, shape, and size would it be? Take a moment and imagine it in detail. Do you have it in your mind? Do you see it standing next to you? Or maybe it's sitting on your shoulder, just waiting to try and trick you with shocking and unwanted thoughts. Each time you have an intrusive thought, imagine this cartoon character in your way. Each time you notice a what-if statement, don't fight back against it. Don't try to make it go away. Instead of fighting back or pushing it away, respond to your cartoon character with a dismissive attitude, using a statement that starts with the word, whatever. Here's how this might sound. You might say to your anxiety cartoon character, whatever, anxiety. I see you're trying to scare me with that tired old trick. Nice try, but not today. Whatever, anxiety. I'm not going to get hooked in by you anymore. Nope. I'm not playing today. Too much to do. What else might you say? How else might you show anxiety that it can't bother you, that it can't keep controlling your life? Maybe, whatever, anxiety. This thought is just my brilliant creative imagination mixed with nervous energy. Or, come on, that one again. Whatever, better luck tomorrow. Or maybe, whatever, anxiety. I see you are desperately trying to scare me about the things I love so dearly, but I'm not buying it. Are we done? Let me be clear about something. You're not being flippant or dismissive about the topic of the thought. Some topics, like the health of a loved one, are not something you can joke or be lighthearted about. What you are being dismissive of is anxiety's attempt to get a response out of you. You're being dismissive of the trick anxiety is playing to try and scare you. I know the thoughts feel like a huge deal, but remember, anxiety can't make you do anything. Anxiety can't change your values or your beliefs. Anxiety won't make you physically do something you don't want to do. It can't move or control your body. Having thoughts that you're a violent person does not mean you will be violent. Having a thought that you will jump off a balcony doesn't mean you will act on it. Having blasphemous thoughts about God does not mean that you believe those thoughts. Thoughts are just thoughts. You are not your thoughts. The real you is the silent observer of your thoughts. Thoughts gain or lose power depending on how you respond to them. When you stop fighting against them, they slowly fade away. An intrusive thought can be like a beach ball floating in the sea. If you try to push it under the water, it will bounce back at you with the same force. But if you simply ignore it, it will float on past. When we do not attach any fear or strong emotion to intrusive thoughts, they pass on by, a bit like clouds overhead. This new response takes time to get used to, and you will have to fake it till you make it in the beginning. But start today. Practice that response. For today, I would like you to write out 3 or 4 strong dismissive sayings you can use the next time you experience intrusive thoughts. That way, you will be prepared and not caught off guard. Once you start implementing this new response, you will see how the thoughts lose their threatening power over you. It's like the thoughts lose their electrical charge. You dampen their impact on you. Don't expect immediate results. It takes time and practice. Today, let's focus on preparing some good responses for you to have to hand.